So one of the things that we're going to talk about today in this video is bedtime battles. So if your little one is fighting you for bedtime, I want to talk about why your little one might be fighting you at that bedtime and what you can do to make it a better bedtime and make it a smoother process for everyone.
In our most sleep-deprived moments, our children will teach us exactly what we need in order to learn and grow into who we were created to be. These are the loving lessons we will learn whether we were wanting to or not. I'm Irene Googe, your sleep coach, and I'm on mission to educate parents on how to help their young children sleep. Welcome to the journey.
So there's three common things that come up when I hear a parent tell me that bedtime is a battle and their child is fighting bedtime. So the number one thing that sometimes is happening is that maybe there is a disruption in the child's sleep process. Sometimes this is a misunderstanding and miscommunication between the parent and child. The second thing that often happens is sometimes too late of a bedtime. And the third thing can be that maybe we didn't get that right activity. So let's dive in and talk about these reasons. So first, I talked about disrupting the sleep process. One of the things that often happens, and this becomes like a big misunderstanding and miscommunication between the parent and the child, whether you have a newborn, an infant, a toddler, or a preschooler, is that sometimes your little one actually could be trying to put themselves to sleep, but we disrupt the process. And that can be super frustrating for both you and your child. And so what ends up happening sometimes is we're engaging into a power struggle and making bedtime worse instead of better. The second thing that can happen is sometimes we have too late of a bedtime. And this is actually where parents will end up fighting their child. I actually want to share with you that you might be battling the hormones in your child's body. That's right. Your child may be having a second wind. You might be dealing with cortisol, an adrenaline rush, and so they could get a second wind, a third wind. And now your child is not tired, they're wired. And that makes going to sleep even more difficult. And sometimes parents will tell me that I have been doing something for the last hour of trying to get them to go to sleep. And that's oftentimes a good indicator that maybe we missed that just right sleep window to help your little one let go and get to sleep. Another element of sometimes too late of a bedtime is that sometimes I have parents who tell me that, you know, they've rocked their child, they fed their child, they've done something to help their child go to sleep. And now they put their child down on the bed and all of a sudden their child pops up and wakes up. And that can have a lot to do with your child noticing their body. They might be very alert, very sensitive, very aware of their surroundings. They may even notice the temperature change where they've been snuggling up on you and now they're in the crib. So that's the reason where sometimes making sure that our child is doing their work can be helpful in the going to sleep process. And the third common reason where parents may say that their child is fighting them for sleep is sometimes they didn't get in that right activity level during the wakeful window. Now, here's what I mean. Sometimes our little ones are not getting their floor time, getting outside fresh air and sunshine, moving their bodies in a way that's actually going to help them use that energy they have so that when it comes to sleep time, they've moved their bodies, they've been fed, they're ready to go to sleep. And sometimes I see little ones having this burst of energy of like, oh my gosh, I get to practice all the new milestones I'm working on right now. Because sometimes that will happen if our little ones didn't move their bodies enough or in a way that they needed to move their bodies. So when I'm working with families as a postpartum doula or a gentle sleep coach, if we notice that bedtime is a struggle, I sometimes think that this is a really great indicator that your little one is saying, I'm ready to learn to go to sleep, but I don't know how. And so this doesn't mean we just need to leave them to cry it out. We can actually come alongside and actually help them learn how to put themselves to sleep. Even starting in the newborn season, all the way through the preschool years, it's never too late to help teach your little one that going to sleep process. So you might be wondering, what can I do to make bedtime smoother? So one of the key things for families is that bedtime routine. You know, when our children know the predictable steps of what's taking place, it actually helps them feel safe, secure. They also need to make sure that they are satiated. Did they eat during that wakeful window? And then they'll be able to settle, especially if they had sufficient sleep pressure. And so then when our children have those elements with the bedtime routine, they actually can then drift off to sleep. But the second part that's really important to make bedtime smoother is really allowing your child to do the work of putting themselves to sleep. I talk a lot with families about this drowsy but awake state, right? So you may have heard that and you may be annoyed with that concept. But I actually tell parents, like, we want to make sure that we're putting our little one down awake and aware. They know they're going to sleep and we're not tricking them. Because the key is that when we create routines and rhythms and our child knows what's coming next, and it's this predictable pattern, then they can let go and go to sleep. What sometimes parents don't realize is that sleep actually starts happening and we start seeing those signals in the play window. And in my Healthy Sleep Foundations course and coaching program, where you're going to have sleep shaping success or sleep coaching success, I actually map out the sleep window. And I help parents really tune and observe what is their child communicating. Because when we're communicating more effectively, when we're noticing what our child's body is actually really telling us, then our child can really let go and go to sleep. And this helps us not disrupt your child's going to sleep process. It also encourages us not to have too late of a bedtime and work with your child's body to minimize tears and frustration. And when we look at the whole picture, because sometimes we're looking at sleep very independently, but it's actually very holistic. We want to look at how are we eating, how are we playing, and when we look at those routines that lead up to bedtime, that actually can prepare us for a better night of sleep. And so when parents actually start to learn and understand their child's active sleep window and realize their child's not trying to be a jerk and trying to fight them, that they actually are trying to go to sleep, parents are often relieved and really excited to see the sleep transformation happen in their home. You'll see a link with some of the free resources that I share for parents. I'd love for you to join the Loving Lesson Sleep Solutions community, where it's a free Facebook group. We'll talk about sleep and I do many trainings in there. And you can grab some of my free resources to help you along your sleep journey. And again, if you have sleep questions, let's hop on a call. Let's not be frustrated and let's eliminate those bedtime battles so that you can have a better bedtime in your home.
Thanks for tuning into today's show. You can see all of the details and show notes below. And as you go out into your day, I hope that you'll make it your mission to be calm, confident, and rested as you lead today. Sweet dreams.